Good morning. Pleasure to be back. The title that we said was The Perfect Gift. Somebody reminded me towards the end that we try and bring it in. I have this tendency. We're starting now, Mirtz Hashem, with Lech Lecha, with the exploration, with the understanding of the Avos HaKadoshim and their impact on Torah, their impact on Yiddishkeit. And we start off, of course, with Avraham Avinu, whose hitzainus, we know, was in the middle of Chesed. We want to try and explore this a little bit and understand it. It's Dvarim Yiduim, but perhaps in Beis HaMedrash L'Chiddush, based on the writings of Reb Dessler. And the first thing that we come across is, although arguably according to some of the Rishonim possibly they were earlier Nisyonos, but is the Nisyon of Lech Lecha. And Lech Lecha, Lechol Adeus, is one of the Nisyonos, and he's told, leave everything behind, Lech Lecha, Me'atzcha Mimoladetcha Mibeis Avicha El Haaretz Asher Areka Ve'etcha Legoi Godoyim Ve'avorechecha Ve'agav Lashmecha Ve'heyei Bracha. Uproot from where you are, leave everything behind, and go, and I will make you rich, I will make you famous, I will make you powerful, I will turn you into a great nation, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, and habrochus mesunas biyadcha, you will have the ability and the capacity to generate bracha, to be the makor of bracha, to give brachas to others. Avraham Avinu had a mizah of chesed. There is no question about it. I don't think we really have time, but Reb Dessler in one place explains that it was his selflessness and his lack of ego that enabled him to see things clearly and to be makir es bayrei. The greatest obstacle, the greatest impediment to recognizing the emes is my own agenda, my own ego. But he was makir es bayrei because he was constantly on the lookout for others, not for himself. And he's childless. And he's been thrown into the Kibshon HaEish. He is Avram HaIvri. He's the nutter of the generation. Everybody's on one side and he's on the other. He's got this crazy newfangled idea called monotheism. And he's virtually killed, were he not saved miraculously for his efforts. He's unappreciated. He's impoverished, he's childless, and the Rabbi Shalom comes to him and says, I will give you everything you have ever dreamt of. And the kasha that all the Mufarshim ask is, Vos Fani Sa'ilid Us. Of course, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't jump at the chance? The famous Gemara in Shabbos. Shav Maitha Ben Ochri Echot Shabbos Nei Shammai Omalei Gairini Almanot Shislamdeini Kol HaTeira Kula. A would-be, a potential convert comes to Shammai and wants to be converted, but there is a condition, there's a caveat. You've got to teach me the entire Torah al regalach. And Shammai, as we know, pushes him away, Ba'amas Abinyan, that was his shitta, that was his, wasn't of course Chas V'Shalom, like Rabbi Sol points out. Shammai wasn't Chas V'Shalom a Karsan, he was the one that said in Pirkei Avos, Ever the Kabbalist Kol Adam B'Seiv upon him Yafos, but that was his idea. That was his shitta in chinuch, in pedagogy. If you want to take this seriously, if you're serious about becoming a yid, that's not the approach. This is a frivolous, a flippant approach. You've got to take it seriously. Hillel, on the other hand, says to him the following words: "The aloch sani lechavroch leisavid. That which you would not, you would hate, done being done to yourself, don't do to anybody else. Zuhi kolat Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. The idach perushahi. All the rest." Is mere commentary. Zilgimar, go and learn it. And what has to be appreciated about this Meister is that Hillel wasn't just giving a drosha. Hillel wasn't saying over a Dvar Torah, giving a pilpul. Hillel, at that point in time, was serving as a dayan on the basis. He was being done by Hilchas Geirus. And on the basis of this concept, he was Megayah, this person. He converted this person. If you accept this, if you appreciate this, if you understand what is Torah, Torah is the Allah Sali Lechavrach Leisavit, that's what you wouldn't want done to yourself, don't do to others, and the Idach and all the rest is no more than a Perush. If you accept that, on that basis I'm Megaya you. What does this mean? We say in davening, maybe ask another Kasha. Occurred to me possibly, we all know the famous Gemara, Bar Chavakuk Vehemidon Al Achas Vetzadik Vehemunosa Yichya. Chavakuk came along and he explained that all of Torah can be encapsulated into this one idea, Vetzadik Vehemunosa Yichya. It's Emunah. A tzaddik lives by and through his Emunah. And that is Kol HaTorah Kula. Is that not a contradiction to what Hillel was saying? Hillel was saying, you want to know what all of Torah is? You want to capture it in a nutshell? And whichever way you look at it, you have to understand the Gemara is that this concept is something which if you understand, you internalize and learn and expand upon, that will give you the yisod of all of Torah. Well, which is it? Is it Tzadik Be'munasa Yichya? Or is it my desonolach lechavruch leisavid? And I stood back to the Kliyoka on the Haplerech and Kamecha, asks the Kasha, he gives another answer. I'd like to suggest maybe another answer. We say in davening every day, Orcheinu Avinu Kulonu Ke'echon Ba'ur Panecha, Ki Ba'ur Panecha Nosatalonu Hashem Aleikeinu Toiras Chayim Ve'Avas Chesed. Bless us, Rabbeinu Shalom, because why are we roi for bracha? Kiva ur ponecha, because by the light of your face, nosatalonu, you gave us two things. Torah chayim, v'ahavas chesed. What's Torah chayim? Torah chayim is poshut. Torah chayim is the instructions for living. That's Torah. But you also gave us ahavas chesed. And the chofetz chayim is mazbe. That, what is this O Ponecha that we're referring to? He says that's Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, two things happened. Number one, the Rabbeinu Shalom revealed to us, he communicated to us the instructions for living. How do we negotiate life successfully? By adhering to Torah. These are the manufacturer's instructions. I created you, I created life, you want to be successful, here are the Horois Chayim, here is the Torah Chayim, here are the instructions by which we live our lives. But he did something else. He gave us Ba'ur Ponov. He gave us, he inculcated within us Ahavas Chesed, the capacity to do real Chesed, and not only that, but Ahavas Chesed, to naturally want and love to do Chesed. We're all familiar with the famous Gemara. The Gemara that says, the Gemara in Sota, Yudalad Achrei Hashem Aleikechem Teilechu, we should follow, we should emulate, we should imitate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'chiyef Shel Adam La'alek Achar Hashchina, is it possible for somebody to emulate an infinite being? V'aleikvanema ki Hashem Aleikecho Eish Oichlohu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Eish Oichloh, an all-consuming fire. Fire is one of the few things that you can't get too close to. You can warm yourself by its light, you can heat things up, but to get close to it and to grasp it is an impossibility. You want to achieve Shleimus? You want to emulate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? We want to be Dovuk in Shechina? There's only one way. Mahu Bal Bisharumin, Afasoch Al Bisharumin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevakeh Chayla. We have to be Mevakeh Chayla. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Menachem Avelim. We have to be Menachem Avelim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Kaveh Meisim. We have to be Kaveh Meisim. That is how we emulate the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how we imitate the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how we become Dovuk to his Midas. And in so doing, achieve our Shleimus. Become more like him. He is the perfect being, and to the extent that I emulate his maisim, his drachim, to that extent, we become shalem and we achieve our shleimus. And the understanding of this is poshut lechura. It's interesting to note, it doesn't say, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma Nishef HaRashayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as another midrash as well. If you look at it, all these things are all chesed, every single one. And this is brought in a number of different places, in Shas, in Midrashim, and it's always the focus on chesed. It never says, Mahu man ishet arashayim, just as the Rabbeinu Shalom, as a midah of mishpat. And more than that, we know, just into the Yom HaNeirayim, ki chol derach of mishpat. All his ways are mishpat. Chol derach of mishpat. But it doesn't say we should emulate him in mishpat. The only time it says in davening, the thing that the Rabbeinu Shalom loves, Melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. But no, that's not for us. The Hezbah is, we do mishpat, but that mishpat is not for Yechidim, the mishpat is for Bezdin. And Bezdin don't emulate the Rabbeinu Shalom, says Rav Hutna. They represent the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Melechim nitzav ba'adach kelon, that's the yisoid of the Isra of Sheichad, we don't have bailus over mishpat. We emulate, we represent the Rabbeinu Shalom in doing mishpat. But for a yachid who wants to become close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, who wants to achieve shleimus, there is only one way, and that is to emulate the midah chazdoi v'tuvoi, to emulate the Rabbeinu Shalom's midah of altruism. Why is that? So the Ramchal, in a number of different places, explains. I'm sure you're all aware of this idea. It's a poshish idea, but it needs to be reinforced every now and again. If we think about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we look at everything that he does, and we try and get a handle on an understanding on the motivation of all the different things that he does, it's very difficult. Philosophically, it's extremely difficult, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is an infinite being, and therefore all of his midas, everything is infinite. And how do we, finite beings, have any grasp on infinity? Rav Detlef says in an art that the biggest net of all is Torah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom clothed infinity, his own chokhmah, which is Ein Sof, and he clothed it in words and in ideas which translate into physical reality, and he communicated that. So Rav Detlef, that's the greatest mess of all. There's a difficulty in being dovuk in the middas of a Rabbeinu Shalom that is Ein Sof. But says the Ramchal, there is one thing that we can know, and we can know with conviction, and that is the Rabbeinu Shalom is perfect. He lacks nothing. He lacks nothing. And therefore, if we try to analyze and attribute a common denominator in terms of the motivation of everything that he does, it is that it is not for himself, because he doesn't lack anything. Im tzedakta matitein loy. There is nothing that we can give to a perfect being. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't lack anything. That we know of other. That's what Rabbeinu Shalom is perfect. And therefore everything that he does, everything, we can isolate one common denominator to all of his actions. And that is that of chesed. It's not for himself. The Rabbeinu Shalom cannot be a noitel. He cannot take. It is impossible, because he's perfect, he lacks nothing. And therefore everything that he does is motivated by chesed. It's altruism. And therefore, once we've isolated that middah of the Rabbeinu Shalom that has to underpin all of his actions, then chesed becomes shleimus. And that is how we achieve our shleimus, through emulating the Rabbeinu Shalom in that one middah that we have isolated and understood to be the motivation that underpins all of his actions. In some areas it's more difficult to appreciate, certainly mishpat, but the actions that he does, which we know are certainly motivated by chesed, and we can understand them, we emulate them, and in so doing become more like the Rabbeinu Shalom, to the extent that it is shaykh to say such a thing. In being magdir, in defining and understanding chesed, I'd like to make 2 points. The first is well known, Rav Detlef and Chelek Aleph has a kuntras on it, and he talks about the concept of giving and taking. There are only two types of people, or possibly more accurately, every action that we do is either an action of nesina, of chesed, of giving, or of taking. But where it becomes slightly more subtle is the motivation. Because Torah gekukt, from a Torah perspective, the externalities of an action is not what defines the essence of the action. Yitochen, it is very possible. And there are a couple of scenarios one can work through. I'll just share one with you. Lamashal, walking past a tube station, dreary, drizzly, dank February evening, and you see a homeless person sitting there, cardboard box, and you put your hands in your pockets and you give a pound. Is that an act of chesed? Is it an act of giving or is it an act of taking? The answer is, well, it depends. It depends why you're giving. Because you took it. But as you walked past that person, you felt bad. We feel bad. And that person, therefore, has robbed me of my peace of mind. I was looking forward to going home and having a quiet, peaceful evening at home. And that person has now robbed me of my peace of mind. And if I don't give them a pound, I'm going to feel bad all evening. It's going to bug me. It's really going to bother me. So I make a cheshbon. What's worth more to me? To reclaim my peace of mind or my pound? The poshta cheshbon. And if the giving the pound outweighs, that's what your peace of mind is worth to you, then in the externalities of the action, true, you put your hand in your pocket and you've given a pound. But in reality, you've just bought back. You have paid a price. You have been a neuter. You have taken. You have bought back, reclaimed your peace of mind. It's one possible scenario. It's very, very subtle. A person can give a large donation to tzedakah. Is it tzedakah or is it chesed? The Gemara says in Sukkah famously, I don't know where Daf Yomi is up to, in tzedakah mishtalemes ala lefi chesed sheba. Tzedakah is a zicha. A person gives a big donation in public, it's definitely tzedakah. But is it chesed? It depends. Depends what is the motivation. As far as my session talk about, there is a motivation to give in public because it will act as a spur and incentive to others to give. That could be laudable. But what's going on? The teich teiche nafshe. What is that person really thinking? I don't know. But there's any number of possible scenarios. One might be that a person wishes to acquire status within the community, and the way to achieve it, he makes a cheshbon. What's worth more to me, my covered or my £10,000? And if the covered wins out, it could be yitochen that person makes a cheshbon and he says that the covered is worth more to me, and if the price I have to pay for acquiring covered is giving that money, then I'll do it. It's the price that's worth paying. That then is tzedakah, but it isn't chesed. The Hagdara, the Torah-dika definition of the action, depends on the inner, on the motivation. That's chesed. That's the first point in terms of the definition of chesed. And the second point, the point that the Bali Musa talk about a lot, especially in relation to Avraham and Lot, the pasuk in Mishlei, Goymel Nafshoi Ish Chosed. The Baal Kopla has a mamar on this pasuk. It's possible to do chesed, but that is what I do, not necessarily what I am. When it becomes a part of the noun, Goymel Nafshoi Ish Chosed, to be an Ish Chesed, that is who I am, that is a different level altogether. I just want to share very briefly with you an idea I saw from Reb Chatzko. He asks Akasha. The Ramban, famous Ramban, Ramban on Va'ahavta l'Reicha Kamoicha, says, V'tam Va'ahavta l'Reicha Kamoicha Haflaga. I'm not sure how to translate it accurately. Usually Haflaga would be translated almost as an exaggeration or as an imprecise language. You can't really say that about the Torah. But the word kamoicha, to love somebody else, kamoicha haploga. Why, says the Ramban, ki lo yikabel leiv ha'odom sheyeh hoyves chaveiroi ke ahavotoy es nafshoy. The leiv ha'odom, the way we've been hardwired psychologically, emotionally, the leiv ha'odom cannot be mekabel that the love of somebody else should be equal to the way that I love myself. Elo mitzvah ha'peir. What does it mean, says the Ramban, sheyeh hab chaveiro b'chol inyan kasheyeh v'znafshe b'chol atoiv, that I should be on the lookout for somebody else's welfare in all areas,
to the same extent that I'm on the lookout for my own. Not as Yershai, that is possible. But the inner emotion to actually love somebody as much as I love myself, the Lashon Ramban is clear, Kabbalah v'Odom She'eves Kabbalah. So the Chapko, we find in the beginning of Vayera that one of the famous Maisa Avraham Avinu is Batzar Yen Shlishi Limilosoi, to the extent that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Mashana the Teva, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika, and he brings out the sun. Why? Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Dan, that Avraham is in such Tzar. He's in such Tzar, it would be an imposition, it would be unfair for him to be Oisik in Chesed in such a condition. And what do we find? We find the strangest thing. That Avraham Avinu's Tzar at being unable to do Chesed outweighs his physical Tzar. It outweighs his physical Tzar. And he is in so much Tzar that he's unable to do Chesed, it outweighs his physical pain. And Rabbi Shimon brings in these Malachim so that he should give Chesed. If Chesed, if the definition of Chesed is being memale somebody else's chisoron, somebody's missing something, lacking something, Chesed is giving to them. And if I'm focused on other, somebody's missing something, so Chesed is to be memale that chisoron, to give them whatever it is that they need. But if there is nobody that needs anything, then surely Chesed, I would have thought, doesn't come into play. You can't do Chesed if there's nobody to do Chesed to. If a situation presents itself and there's somebody that needs something, say that, Baal Chesed goes and does Chesed. What's Avraham upset about? There is nobody. You're in pain. Go home, go to bed, take it easy, have the day off. Says Rav Chaskel, Avraham Avinu has done that which the Ramban has said is impossible. The Ramban says, it's impossible for somebody to love somebody else more than he loves himself. This is exactly what Avraham has done. He's so focused on the needs of others, of hypothetical others, they're not even there, that he's in so much b'tzar, more than his own tzar. It's not even kamoicha, it's more than kamoicha. What does this mean? So he says, it's a big yisoid. Chesed is not actually about the other. Chesed is not, the definition of chesed is not merely being memale somebody else's chisaron, but a bow chesed. Somebody that is, in the words of Mishlei Gomel Nafshoi, ish chesed, is somebody who has to give, who needs to give. He says in the if a person just has a middah of chesed, then that has a limit. And when I'm in enough pain, I'm not going to be focused on the needs of others. But he says there is a madrega, there is a madrega that a human being naturally cannot aspire to. But the maila itself, chesed itself, chesed is a mala ruchni, it's a spiritual attribute which is limitless. And he said the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave him a matana. Titein emes liyakev chesed laavrom. What does it mean? Says Rav Chaskel, he gave him the midah, the mala ruchni of chesed, bishlei musa, the need to give, the rotzen to give. It doesn't matter if there's nobody there, I need to give. And he was zeicher to the midah of chesed bishlei musa. And that, if we think about it, he doesn't say it. In that respect, he's mamash like the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Why did the Rabbeinu Shlomo create the world? Mechok hatoiv lehetiv, says the Ramchal. The Rabbeinu Shlomo before the Bria was toiv, but he wasn't mated. He had this tchuna to the extent that we've got to be very careful when talking about the midas of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. But he was good. But there was nobody to give to realize and bring lepoil his middah of chesed. There was nobody there. There was only the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He's mitzamtzem himself and he created the world. What for? There's nobody there. It's the same concept. There's nobody to give to. There is nothing. There is only Borei Olam. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo created b'chdei that there should be something to give to. Why? Like Avraham, or the other way around. Avraham is like the Rabbeinu Shlomo, to create mekablim. So chesed,
first of all, is defined by the motivation, and chesed is not defined by there being an other. It's a tchunas ha-nefesh, the need to give. Eilu dvarim shalom eichel perisein v'lam azev ha-kerin chayenes lo ilo ma'bo are all, if you go through the list, they are all acts of chesed. All acts of chesed. Every single one of them. The Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam, Rav Aaron Kotler says, doesn't mean Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. We often hear it in drashas, it's quoted, Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Rav Aaron says, that's not pshat. Of course Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. That means from the Yerushalmi, the whole Chafetzech Ali Yishmubo, Afil Chesed Shalayim. But the Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam means the greatest act of chesed of all that a person can do is to sit and learn Torah, because that's Mekayim Ve'olam. That keeps the world going. In Mele Eilu, if you go through the whole list, they're all chesed. Says Rav Huttner, the more perfect the action, the more perfect the reward. The way he uses a kamaloshan, you get schar delay mechal yakarna, where the principle is held in abeyance oilam abba, to the extent that I'm able to inculcate within all my maisim chesed, to that extent the schar, I become more shalem, I emulate the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that the motivation of every action that he does, the underpinning of that is chesed, then a more perfect maisa, a more perfect reward. He goes on to say, that's why the Rabbeinu Shleilam said to Avraham Avinu, Anochi Mogein Loch, he brings the Maharal, Mogein Loch, he says, is from a Lashon of Magona, Lashon Aramaic, Shteit in Guraria, for nothing. Says the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Avraham is worried, he says, Alti Avraham, Anochi, you are so focused on chesed that your karen is kayana flelam abba. I come free to you. Anything that you get doesn't take away from your principle. It's all held there in abeyance flelam abba, nechi mogin lach. Begin to wrap it all up. The question that we asked the tzaddik ben Manasseh Yechiya, what is it? What is the single concept that, so to speak, holds the Torah together and underpins all of Torah? Is it Tzadik Ben Manasseh Yechiya, or is it, like Hillel said, Madal Sanelach L'Chavroch L'Tzadik? Efsha the pshat is, there's a difference between a Tzadik and a Chassid. Gemara in Sukkah about it. What's the difference between a Tzadik and a Chassid? Ha'ema, famous Gemara, but many times in Shas, Ha'ema, Selazu L'Tzadka B'Shvil She'yichya B'Niyo She'ehye Ben Olam Abba Harei Zeh Tzadik Gom. A Tzadik is somebody who does the right action. Masha nachon, nachon. Somebody that does the right action. He gives tzedakah, he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, and as long as you do them correctly, al pi halacha, such a person is a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik. Says the Ram there in Psachim, va'af al gav disnan al tiyu kavodim am shamshin et harav al manot l'kavu pras, haynu loy ma'asim id ma'ulihi b'yoytza shiyu oizin me'ahava. Va'afilu hocha ha'oyved kadei sheyizken achai oylem avot tzadik gomor hu avol loy chosid. The difference between a tzadik and a chosid is in the motivation, and possibly also in what they do. That maybe one goes with nimishur tzadik. A tzadik does what is correct. You give tzedakah b'shul sheyichya b'ni, you're a tzadik. But a chosid is somebody who is oyved me'ahavot. We're running out of time. I was going to say the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva. You see clearly, to become a chassid, and chassid, the Mesilas Yesharim says in Perek Yutes, is nigzam gzeiras chesed. It's one and the same thing. To serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam lishma, what does it mean? It means to do Torah and mitzvahs because you want me to do it, for no other reason. And then everything that I do becomes an act of chesed. And this, I think, is the pshat in the Gemara, ve'idoch peirushahi zil gemay. If you want to understand, if you want to be a tzaddik, like Habakkuk said, tzaddik ben Manasseh Yechiya, you need emunah to underpin your maisim. But the motivation to be a chassid, to serve Hashem me'ahava, to do things lishma, what does lishma mean? What is the highest madrega of lishma? The highest madrega of lishma, of course, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, there are many different madregas in lishma. Lishma means that I do it not because I know it's the right thing to do, not because I enjoy it, not because I did it yesterday, not because I was brought up to do it, but because you, Rabbeinu Shalom, want me to do it. And I do it for you. And therefore all of my Torah and mitzvahs, everything that I do becomes a maisa of chesed.
I'm doing it for you, because you, Rabbeinu Shalom, want me to do it. And that's how I achieve my shleimus. Because in that I'm emulating you, it's not so much in the Maisa. And this you can put into Shabbos, Tzitzis, Kashrus, anything you like. Says Hillel, if you understand that, and you're prepared to live by it, that's Lishma, that's Ahava. That's how you achieve your shleimus. The Idoch, the rest of the entire Torah of Perushahi. You've got a lifetime to achieve that. Why he said it in the negative is because Ba'ir Konecha, the neshama that we got at Matan Torah, which is that chelek elokam imal that naturally has within it, like the Rabbeinu Shlom, the rotzen to give, the ahavas chesed, because the Rabbeinu Shlom can only give. That's the Ba'ir Konecha that we got, the ahavas chesed. This fellow didn't have it yet. He'd be talking, he'd be whistling in the wind, and Hillel started telling him this. So he couched it in the negative. He didn't have that Ba'ir yet. And that pshat in Lech Lecha, I'm cutting a lot out. Avram was given, he was being offered everything. He was literally being offered everything. The Nisayon was not, of course, whether he would go or whether he wouldn't go. Of course Avram would go. But why would he go? Would he take? Would he turn this into an act of Netila? The Rabbeinu Shlom has offered him absolutely everything, everything he's dreamt of. Would he lose himself for an instant and go? Because this is everything he's always ever dreamt of, and these are things, of course, not dreamt of for his own. He wasn't going to buy a yacht and live in the Caribbean. Ve'heyei bracha, he'd be able to do chesed. But if he'd do it for himself, if he'd lose himself for a minute, that would turn into an act of netila. And he would have missed the whole point. The Rabbeinu Shlom, and that's why it says, the Malbim says, and others say, Vayelech Avram, why? The Nisayon was to put all that out of his mind. And to go, Kasha Diber Elav Hashem, while the Rabbeinu Shlolam haste, the Rabbeinu Shlolam wants me to go, then that becomes chesed. That's refining and elevating his own Maisa of chesed. Take it one step, with 1 minute, take it one step a little bit deeper. You can say the exact opposite. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, one of Reb Chaim Volozhiner's four pshatim is that if I know that the Rabbeinu Shlolam wants to give me something, I am Mekabel because I know he wants me to have. And that's even harder. Kabbalah saw him talk about this. To be Mekabel, to receive. I am, what am I, why, what is my existence? Why are we here? So that the Rabbeinu Shlom should be Ma'afshe, so that he should have something and somebody to give to. The Rabbeinu Shlom wants to give, that's who he is. So if I am Mekabel because he wants to give to me, then my Kabbalah is a Nesina. Lech lecha le'ano'otcha le'tayvotcha b'efshe became a t'nai. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, Lech Lecha. Go now and I'll come and say, Lech Lecha. Says, no, I want to do chesed. I want to do it for you. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, no, it's for you. Lech Lecha and say, Lech Lecha. That becomes a t'nai in the Maisa. And that was Efshad and Nisayon. To be Mekabel, that's the hardest thing. Sometimes receiving is not easy. That's rather, don't want to be beholden. So the Rabbeinu Shlom, Lech Lecha and say, Lech Lecha. To be Mekabel. Ki Bar Panecha, the Rabbeinu Shlom has given us Ahavas Chesed, the capacity to want to give. Because of the neshama, the chelek elokam imal, the Rabbeinu Shlom can only give. We have that inside of us. We have the zechus to understand it and use it.